Greetings in the name of our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were going to ask your attention, please, now to the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 32. And we must look once again at the 17th verse, which says, "The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance forever." Now, we'd like to say a little about the source of righteousness. You know, there's only one person ever in whom righteousness was found. However, I should like to say that the very works that my Lord Jesus Christ performed here upon earth, and he performed many, many works and many, many miracles, all to the glory of God and to the end that blessing might be brought to mankind. However, let me state that in that 17th verse, once again, I want to emphasize it, that when you read "the work of righteousness shall be peace," the work of righteousness is nothing less, nothing more than the death of our Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. Why, for instance, let me remind you of a passage that's found in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 1, and about verse 16, where the apostle says there, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now, I repeat once again that the righteousness of our God is revealed at the place called Calvary. You see, every sin received a just retribution, paid in full. Oh yes, we can say even more than that. There was added to it the fifth part. And when you come to the Epistle to the Romans, you would come across in that very fifth chapter, some five times at least, the word "much more." And you'd read this amazing statement, that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And so, at Calvary's cross, and from Calvary, flows grace and flows righteousness to mankind. And let me once again emphasize that the cross work of our Lord Jesus Christ is twofold. That is to say, the work upon the cross was first of all to satisfy God in a righteous way. All God's claims, all God's holy claims in the matter of guilt and of sin must be met, and righteously met. They were met head on by our Lord Jesus Christ when he was lifted up between the heavens and the earth, and when he there took up the question of sin and settled it once and for all. He vindicated God's righteous throne. He vindicated God's holy throne. You know, I'm glad now that he can be just and the justifier of all who believe in Jesus. And then it is further true too that the righteousness as found in our Lord Jesus, but further, the righteousness as revealed at the cross of Christ is the very same righteousness in which the believer stands who trusts Christ as his own personal Savior. Take, for instance, the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians in chapter 1. And if you were to read there in the 30th verse, you'd come across this statement which says, "But of him," that is, of Christ, "of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption." Oh, if you've never received him as yours, if you've never trusted him, and you surely have long since discovered that you are not righteous, and that you stand in need of a righteousness that would fit you for the holy eye of our God, and we're glad to be able to tell you that it was found and can be found in none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. And you today, if you would receive him as your own personal Savior, you would stand complete in him, clothed in all the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, wouldn't you like to experience then what we just reminded you of in 1 Corinthians chapter 1? "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification. Receive him, and the righteousness of God is yours just now.